2ST, it's your live, your station. Pete Bramman here this afternoon with the police and walking on the moon. It's 14 past two. And being a Friday, if you'd like to have your fortune read or your palm read, we can't do that. But Tammy the psychic joins me now. How are you, Tammy?
I'm good, thanks, Pete.
Do you read palms?
No, I don't. All right, okay. There is a good Rick the Palm Reader. He's at Berry, I think. He's quite good, though.
Reads palms, doesn't he?
Okay. He does.
All right. Well, look, we'll do some readings for some listeners in a while. But right now we're talking about, because we normally have a topic every Friday, and today we're talking about automatic writing. Now, what do you mean by automatic writing?
Well, automatic writing is just a process where you allow information to flow through you and you channel that information onto paper.
Okay. All right. So what happens there? What, the guides come through your hand or something?
You just sort of center yourself and ask for a clear question. The clearer your question is, the clearer your automatic writing will be.
Okay.
And, just sit quietly and spirit, angels, archangels, ascended masters will channel a message through to you.
All right. So how does it normally come through? Just in phrases, words, whole sentences?
Various different ways. So, you just sort of sit there and hold the pen lightly and it'll just start to sort of take off, usually slowly at first. And when it happens with me, it gets quite fast. I can hardly keep up with the writing.
Yeah.
So sometimes different phrases or different sort of language will come through that's not your usual language. So, a little bit of evidence that it's not you, it's coming through you, but not from you. So.
Well, I remember seeing a documentary years ago on telly about psychics and stuff, and they had a teenage kid from somewhere, and he wrote, like, in a trance-like state, really quick, another language. He couldn't read. I think it might have been Greek, say, I don't know.
Yes.
He couldn't read Greek, didn't speak Greek,
had no
Greek in his family at all.
Yeah, it's purely channeled.
Yeah, and it was translated later to make sense in regard to
something. And some people will go into a trance-like state when they do their automatic writing. I prefer not to. Many amazing things have happened through automatic writing. A lot of famous books have been written, music, scientific formulas have all been channeled through this way.
All right. Now, can anyone do this?
If you'd like to have a go, it's not actually all that hard. You just need to have a bit of quiet time where you know you won't be interrupted for, say, 15 to 20 minutes.
Yep.
And just center yourself. And by that, I just mean just calm your thoughts down, just calm your breathing down. Just formulate a very clear question. As I said, the clearer the question, the clearer the response you'll get.
Okay.
And just put the pen to the paper. Or some people also like to sit in front of a keyboard, and that works the same as well on your computer. And just let your fingers do the work.
So obviously not everyone can do it, though, because they haven't got the gift. That'd be about right.
Well, I think it's more negative thinking that stops people. If you think, I can't do this, then you probably won't have much luck with it. But if you open up your mind and you're open to it, anybody can actually sit there and channel and do automatic writing.
Oh, stupid question. Say you can't read writing.
Yeah, actually that can happen. I mean, sometimes for me it comes through that fast that I do struggle to read. But if it comes through in another language, then you might need an interpreter.
All right, okay, all right. Well, that's called automatic writing.
Automatic writing.
All right, thanks for talking about that.
No worries.
Now, you've got a meeting on this week, is that right, in the Shoalhaven?
That's right,
And you do this once a month, Tammy, is that
once
right?
Once a month,
What
yes.
is this?
It's a spiritual meeting for people who are interested in the spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine and myself hold meetings at the Scout Hall at Nowra. So they usually kick off about 7 p.m.
Where's the Scout Hall? Is that
it's on Jervis Street.
Bottom end of near the showground end.
That's right. Yeah, right. And we try to get a guest speaker in. We've had mediums. We've had authors in. We were hoping to get an animal intuitive in on this Tuesday.
Yeah.
And, we do a bit of a meditation and talk about different spiritual things. And anyone's welcome to come along.
Come along. Bit of an entrance fee for food and
$5.
Stuff.
$5, $5, and you usually get to bring goodies home and there's a raffle. Yeah, lucky door prize. So,
All right. So what time again?
7 p.m.
This Tuesday, the Nowra Scout Hall.
Yep.
In Jervis Street.
It's lots of fun.
I might go myself. All right.
Good.